From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, you're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat. People have always feared the unknown, and that fear transforms some animals into monsters in our minds. Think sharks in the ocean or rattlesnakes in the West. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck hiked up to the Boise foothills to learn more about these villainized snakes.
Old Westerns often share one very similar bad guy.
You're pretty good with that handgun, ain't you?
That's from 1967 movie The Last Challenge. But the mythologizing of rattlesnakes hasn't gone away. Even the 2011 animated movie Rango made the rattlesnake the bad guy.
All right, Sheriff, make your move.
Some say movies are partially to blame for the rattlesnake's bad rap.
Second only to the Bible, Hollywood has done more to damage the reputation of the humble snake than any other single factor on Earth.
That's David Jensen, who owns Wasatch Snake Removal in Utah. His colleagues work around much of the state helping relocate snakes. He argues rattlesnakes aren't evil monsters.
Evil's not a force found in nature. Okay. There are no evil animals or clouds or trees or plants or water or whatever. Evil's a human construct.
He notes that in Utah, it's generally illegal to kill any of the five species of rattlesnake there. Some other species are protected, like Wyoming's midget-faded rattlesnake and the New Mexico ridge-nosed rattlesnake, but not everyone follows the law. You even need a permit to move these venomous critters in many states, which is where organizations like Jensen's or wildlife officials come in to help.
We remove the snake and return it safely back to habitat under a license from the Division of Wildlife Resources.
However, you can kill rattlesnakes in Utah if you simply think they're a threat to your person or property. And that rule is the same across much of the Mountain West, from states like Montana and Nevada that hardly have any rattlesnake protections, to states like Colorado, which has its own snake hunting season. But how dangerous are these noisy snakes, really?
The actual threat to humans is extraordinarily low.
The American Association of Poison Control Centers recorded about 1,000 people who were bit by a rattlesnake last year. One of them died. That's a fairly typical year. Those numbers are nearly as low as U.S. shark fatalities. And the Poison Control Centers say those who did die either didn't get antivenom in time or had an allergic reaction to the venom. However, you should still be wary. This summer, a 6-year-old boy in Colorado died from a rattlesnake bite, and around 10% of those bit still faced life-threatening effects, including nerve damage and amputation. Out in the foothills in Boise, Idaho, Christina Parker and I are poking around bushes looking for rattlesnakes with help from a metal snake-grabbing tool.
Oh, yeah, this is sneaky. Got rocks, got shrubs.
Parker is with the U.S. Geological Survey and has studied rattlesnakes. She says the species we'd most likely find in southern Idaho, the Great Basin rattlesnake, is pretty docile. It's one of her favorite snake species, partially because it is so persecuted and misunderstood, like so many other kinds of rattlesnakes.
The snakes are more afraid of you than you are of them.
Rattlesnakes are important to the ecosystem, eating vermin and cutting down on diseases they carry. Oftentimes, Parker says you can discourage them from coming into your yard just by making sure it isn't inviting to prey, like rodents, or doesn't have shady hiding spaces, like under a deck. However, if they do come into your yard, you can call wildlife officials to help move them. And if you do get bit,
don't tourniquet, don't try sucking the venom out, don't try any of those snake bite kits.
Instead, make sure there isn't anything tight around the swelling bite area and clean it off with soap and water. Call 911, then call poison control centers.
Poison control knows a lot better on care for a venom injection than a lot of medical doctors, because a lot of medical doctors don't have snake bites that often.
Beyond that, just stay as calm as possible and get to the hospital. And one last thing. That old saying about baby rattlers being more deadly because they can't control the amount of venom they inject?
That is 100% a myth.
Parker says rattlesnakes innately know how much venom to use. They need it to digest prey. And a baby snake bite may even be less of a threat because those little bodies have less venom. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
And Madeline joins us now to talk about rattlesnakes. Hi, Madeline.
Hi.
So let's start with the question on everybody's mind, certainly came to my mind. Did you actually find a rattlesnake in our foothills?
You know, I actually didn't, as much as we tried. We were out there for several hours. So to many people's relief, we did not find one out there. But there have been reports of them occasionally. But like I said in the piece, you know, the rattlesnake you're most likely to even find out there, the Great Basin rattlesnake, pretty docile. It doesn't really like to make itself known unless you're like right on top of it.
Oh, wow. Oh, and you tried. You really tried to find the rattlesnake.
Oh, yeah. We were out there in the heat, just going around bushes trying to find them, because usually they'll hide at the base of some of these bushes to try to ambush predators. So we were out there bushwhacking for hours.
So if I'm out hiking, or even if I'm at home and I'm not quite as lucky as you were and I find one, what should I do to avoid rattlesnake?
So yeah, I mean, just to before finding one, to avoid one, you're going to actually want to, try to walk mindfully, try to keep an eye out so you don't actually walk up on one. Just see ahead of you on the trail. If you're walking in a rocky area, which is where a lot of them like to hang out, walk on top of rocks, not over the rocks where you can't see, because you don't want to be walking over a rock and step on a snake sort of thing. Just being mindful while walking, keeping your eye out, keeping your ears open, because luckily, while rattlesnakes are the only venomous snake out in our area, they do give a bit of a warning for many people, which is good. They're kind that way. We don't like the coral snakes or water moccasins. They don't give you a warning.
And you say in the story, rattlesnake bites reportedly killed one person last year, and that's out of 1,000 total bites. Can you put that into context for us?
Yes, absolutely. So that's about 0.1% of bites actually ended up in someone dying. And that is actually, there were more people who intentionally got bit than people who died from bites. And a lot of those, you know, there are certain religious ceremonies that are associated with having rattlesnakes bite you. So that's a very, very low number. So basically, if you can make it to a hospital and get an anti-venom, you're fine for the most part. But at the same time, you know, there are about 10% did have severe reactions that could potentially be deadly without help. So some people had trouble breathing, and so they were rushed to the hospital and that was figured out, or there's some nerve damage. You might not feel the area where you were bit. There are some amputations. Sometimes that happens when people try to cut off the circulation above where the bite was, whether they're supposed to or not. Those things did occur. And in 2020, three people had died out of about 1,200 bites. But the year before that, 2019, there were zero recorded deaths. So, I mean, to even put it in larger context, lightning strikes kill about 20 people a year. Nationwide.
Oh, wow. So
I mean, your likelihood of dying from a rattlesnake bite is not exactly great. Like with sharks, sharks in the U.S. kill about one person every other year. So, I mean, yeah, it's basically the shark of the West is the way I like to put it.
The shark. I love that. The shark of the West. So did you find anything else out about rattlers that you didn't know that's cool you want to share?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of weird, interesting things about rattlesnakes. One thing you will find if you go looking for research, they're actually kind of under-researched because they're not a cute, fun, cuddly critter. But they're of the things that are out there that are known of them, you know, they give live birth and they're kind of doing that right now. This is the season. So they have little tiny rattlesnakes, and those baby ones, well, you heard in the story, you know, that it's an old wives' tale that they're more dangerous than a bite from a baby rattlesnake is not more dangerous than a bite from a big rattlesnake. They might be a little bit more reactive because they're a little bit more scared. But you have little rattlesnakes. And one thing to know about if they're freshly born, they just have this kind of little button on the end that doesn't really rattle. They will try to make the rattle motion, but it's kind of cute. I'm sure people that are out there that hate snakes are very grossed out by this, but I love it. their rattle grows every time they molt. So every time they shed their skin, they'll have another little rattle. So if you find a rattlesnake with a very long rattle with bunches of little segments on it, that's an older snake. Other than that, you know, they can flatten themselves out sometimes to catch water if it's raining. They're just a pretty fascinating creature. For people who do run into them out there or find one in their yard, it's always good to just like take an extra moment and do the thing where you recognize, you know, this species was likely here before me. Do I really have to kill this species for my own safety? And if not, then maybe try, you know, calling a wildlife official to come move it or just wait for it to leave. They're pretty migratory. They tend to not stick around one place too much if it's not their area for their den.
Gotcha. Wow. Fascinating. Okay. We've been speaking with Mountain West News Bureau reporter Madeline Beck about rattlesnakes, the sharks of the West. Thanks, Madeline. This is awesome.
Thank you.
And remember, if you are bitten by a rattlesnake, you can call the poison helpline. It's 1-800-222-1222 or go to poisonhelp.org. We'll also have more on Madeline's story about rattlesnakes on our website, boisestatepublicradio.org.